It's 5:44. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition in Philadelphia. I'm Jennifer Lynn. New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney has admitted defeat. The longtime state senator from Gloucester County has conceded his reelection bid to Republican Edward Durr, who scored the upset in the election. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns looks at what this means for South Jersey with Sweeney no longer in charge.
Sweeney's loss to Durr shocked the region. Assemblyman John Berzicelli, who entered the legislature with Sweeney in 2002, says a different mix of voters showed up to the polls last week compared to 4 years ago.
Democrats were uninspired by the top, very top of the ticket, and Republicans and those who do not have a party affiliation, and in this case, leaned Republican, came out in larger numbers than in previous elections. And frankly, that was the difference.
Berzicelli ran on the Democratic slate in District 3, which covers parts of Cumberland, Gloucester, and Salem counties. He, too, lost his reelection bid. But he says South Jersey took a bigger hit from Sweeney's loss. He's the state's longest-serving Senate president, the second most powerful politician in the state.
When people look back upon his service as the Senate president, and see what this region gained, they will remember that Steve Sweeney came our way.
With Sweeney in that role, he was able to control which bills his chamber would consider. He frequently used that power to boost South Jersey. From the new wind port in Salem County that's part of the state's major renewable energy plan to the expansion of Rowan University in Glassboro.
I may be biased, but let me suggest that the university's growth to a 20,000-student institution from a place that was 10,000 students a decade ago could not have been done without state support for a leading state school.
Ben Dworkin works for Rowan as director of the Institute for Public Policy and Citizenship. And he says Sweeney's position and his powerful Democratic Party backers meant he wielded a lot of control.
If it involves state legislation over the last 12 years, it involves Steve Sweeney.
Dworkin describes Sweeney as a very pragmatic politician who also gets in hot water with any number of groups. Among those boiling the kettle, progressive activists.
We could put together a multi-page list of the bills over the years that Sweeney and his allies have tried to thwart or water down in the state legislature.
Sue Altman, executive director of New Jersey Working Families, says Sweeney has blocked or slowed down the progress of many progressive proposals, including some from Governor Phil Murphy.
The short list of the stuff he was obstructing in the Murphy administration: Supreme Court nominee, meaningful common sense gun reforms, the Reproductive Freedom Act.
Altman says that's just the tip of the iceberg. She says Sweeney's defeat is a victory for the progressive movement in the Garden State.
While I am not thrilled about losing any Democratic seats to Trump Republicans, I am thrilled that this will unclog some of the obstruction that we've seen in Trenton over the last decade plus.
She adds that Sweeney's loss is also a defeat for the South Jersey Democratic Party machine led by businessman George Norcross. Logan Township Mayor Frank Miner, another progressive Democrat who's warred with the Norcross machine, says they aren't connected to the concerns of voters.
The machine is more concerned about itself, its inner workings, than it is about the people who elected them.
Republicans, of course, are also seeing their sweep of the 3rd District as reducing the machine's power. Jackie Vigilante leads the GOP in Gloucester County.
I think it sends a message that we are no longer under the thumb of that machine, and that our voice is going to be heard. Our voice meaning not just Republicans, Democrats too. In this area of the state of New Jersey, are conservative-minded.
Norcross declined our interview request, but he told the Philadelphia Inquirer that last week's election was, quote, a tsunami that took place at the end that nobody saw coming. Norcross added his hope that Sweeney will run for governor in 4 years. Berzicelli, too, wants Sweeney to make a run at the top of the ticket. At the very least, he's looking for the legislators who'll take office after him to do what's best for South Jersey. Berzicelli also wants to see the region represented in state leadership.
I'm hoping that from the southern standpoint, southern region, we'll have one of our people be the chair of appropriations on the assembly side. That's a committee I chaired for a number of years. It's an important committee.
Though Sweeney will be leaving the Senate in January, Berzicelli says there are still capable legislators who will represent South Jersey strongly. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.